10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Come back! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust over everybody else in between, throwing it down. The Twisted Tuesday has begun. I believe it is a Twisted Tuesday, isn't it? Every one of these nights sort of have merged into one, especially over the last couple of days. All I know is, I guess tomorrow we're going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. It'll be like the third different city that we're doing the show in the last four show nights, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. We're ready to rock and roll. NFL draft, NBA playoffs, and I was just talking NHL hockey on Twitter right before we started, and I probably shouldn't have started tweeting about this because then boom, the show started. Now here we are. So we got NBA playoff basketball. We got hockey going on. We got baseball in the late night hours. And the countdown to the National Football League draft is on. We're breaking it down. Kurt Heelan from NBC Sports is going to join us. We got Steve Merrill, Andrew McKinnis. I look forward to talking some pucks with McKinnis. Austin Matthews scored his 60th goal of the season. And it really is amazing to see like the polarization of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And specifically Austin Matthews, and I've said it before, anybody that like is tuned into the show like routinely knows, I'm not a fan, right? I don't, you know, he's not my type of guy, right? I guess he's a modern cool kid, right? He's the type of guy that, you know, and the kids that I wouldn't like get along with, I think. Like basically. Like they wouldn't like me, and I wouldn't like, you know what I mean, to be one of those, hey, yeah, nice to meet you, like you know, like you meet some people like at a bar, hey, well, hey, have a seat, bro, you know what I mean, hey, next thing you know, hey, what's going on, right? Like from Austin Matthews, it's sort of be like you run into the guy in about, yeah, you know what I mean, nod your head, yeah, and think, yeah, this guy's a tool bag, and he's thinking the same thing, this guy's a tool bag. I think that's how like it would go. Like I can't picture like me and Mitch Marner of the Toronto Maple Leafs hanging out. Like me and Mitch Marner watching like NFL games, smoking weed, eating pizza. You know what I'm saying? You know, I could picture doing that with OG Anunoby. I could picture like smoking a fat one with OG and like, hey, you want to watch the Bills game, OG? Yeah, sure. Right? All right. So, yeah, Austin Matthews. So, nevertheless, people get so mad. Like, he scores 60 goals. People, like, just flip out. Oh, he's no Wayne Gretzky. Oh, he's no. How many games? And listen, some of you Leaf fans, too, you overdo it. Look what he scored. Oh, and this how many games he scored the goals in and stuff. As I stated, who cares? And my exact tweet was, I've never been in the market for an Austin Matthews jersey, but the hate is comical. He scored 60 goals. Enough of how many games it took. It's an impressive feat. Not everything has to be an argument. And I will go on to say, we'll get into this later. It doesn't really matter how many goals he scores, though. He's got to do something in the playoffs. He's got to do something in the playoffs. Playoffs! The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. It's the Twisted Tuesday. Countdown to Sin City is on. We're breaking it down. The Mightier 1090, the 50,000-watt juggernaut ESPN Radio. We're fired up. Hopefully we see a lot of you at the MGM Grand. We're going to be broadcasting starting tomorrow night, but Thursday is when the stage is ready, sort of like pre-show tomorrow night, Sports Rage, and then things are off the hook Thursday night, NFL draft, NBA playoffs. Everybody's going to be there. Scotty Farrell's going to be there. And Ranger Redneck, Cam Stewart's going to be there. Joe Lisi will be lurking, ladies. The ladies of Las Vegas have been warned. Joe Lisi is coming to town with his flashy suits. All right, so speaking of flashy, the Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans are playing right now. It's 90-78 with about 10 and a half minutes left in this game. The Pelicans are getting 10 and a half now. And I think this is a good... I don't think they're going to tap out. And I'm not sure Phoenix are just going to, like, extend this and pull away too much. See, you know, a little in-game action here. If you already didn't get in on this, listen, you're getting a better number than the game. And let's just be real. This is going to come down right to the number, I think, at this number as it is right now at 10 and a half. So I just got in at 10 and a half on the Pelicans. The Memphis Grizzlies win a basketball game, but Minnesota covered a point spread. Similar situation with Atlanta and Miami tonight. As far as our series plays, and I know some of you played them as well, we got the Memphis Grizzlies minus 1.5 now. Right, so basically, if the Grizzlies close this thing out in the next game, we win that series bet. We've already cashed the Boston Celtic bet. We cashed the Raptors plus 2.5. You know, we laid some juice to do that in a parlay. We got the Raptors 1.5, and that comes down to Thursday. If they win that game on Thursday, suddenly, despite the fact that the Raptors were down 3-0, the Raptors plus 1.5 in the series would hit, with the series going 7 games.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get... more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Charles Barkley believes the series is going 7 games. I just hope he doesn't guarantee anything. Speaking of guarantees, I'm not sold that Trayvon Walker's the top pick in a National Football League draft. We're going to break that down. Kurt Heelan's going to join us from NBC Sports. We're going to talk NBA basketball. Steve Merrill steps up and in. Wager talk. Andrew McKinnis will talk NHL hockey, Major League Baseball. We're running the gauntlet tonight. Countdown of the draft is on. Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! All right, we're rolling. Let's do this thing. It's the Twisted Tuesday. It's a lot of late night action going on. At times, it isn't always this busy. We have the Los Angeles Dodgers and the D-backs. They're tied at 3, but the Dodgers are in business right now. In the top of the 8th inning, they have runners on 2nd and 3rd with 2 out. So it's 3-3 in the top of the 8th inning. The Halos are up on the Guardians right now. Sounds like a fake matchup. Sounds like a movie. Sounds like a Disney movie. The Halos versus the Guardians. The Guardians of the Galaxy. It's 4-1 for the Angels right now. We're into the ninth, and in fact, we're getting close to ending this baseball game. And in fact, there's 2 out right now. Runner on second base. Let's finish this off. I've got an in-game under here that we just cashed. Although we did lose another one. We did lose an in-game under in Oakland and San Francisco. So we'll get into the baseball. We'll sort of take a look at this thing. It's been a lot of unders cashing tonight. There has been some runs. There have been some runs scored. 8-2 San Francisco over Oakland right now. I tell you, man, all those people that said, oh, San Francisco won't be as good. Well, they are as good. They're not going away. Yeah, they're going to shatter their win total. In hindsight, that's a win total that everybody left on the table. Not a lot of people were saying, oh, yeah, let's go over with San Francisco this year. Anthony Rizzo had his first career throw, 3-home run game tonight. Grizzlies are the first team in NBA history to have multiple wins in a single playoff series in which they trailed by double digits entering the fourth quarter. The Miami Heat are the only other team to accomplish that. They're the only other team to do it before in the postseason. Now the Grizzlies have done it twice in this series. Ja Morant drops 18. His player prop goes over the number this evening. This is a really fun series. Really, really fun series between two teams that are going to be rivals for years to come. Like we talked about this coming into the series. And you've got Morant, you've got Edwards, you've got two guys going to be MVP candidates and, you know, contenders for, you know, the next coming years. And it's funny too, isn't it, now that Ja Morant has actually won the most improved player, that everybody's talking about how stupid it is that he won the most improved player. Who's the one person that brought this up, like, I don't know, like 6 months ago when he was listed on the damn, like, you know, and it's just funny, like, the NBA, like, it's sort of like checkmark, like, you know, well, Brooklyn's going to win the title. No, they're not. Checkmark. Arr. Like, seriously, like, I don't even understand how he was possibly, like, a, I don't want to say that anybody that votes for this should lose their vote, but pretty much,
Like anyone would say with half, you know, just say with any common sense that, well, listen, you know, he was the rookie of the year and he's kind of a superstar. People think he's like the next mega superstar of the league. So it's hard to say he's the most improved when he's already great, right? The most improved award is supposed to go to like a Desmond Bane, a DeJounte Murray, a Darius Garland, players that have greatly improved, right? Players that were like, you know what I mean? The most improved player is somebody that you never heard of before that's been in the league for a couple of years, right? The common fan. Yeah, you know who Desmond Bane is? No, I don't. Well, now you do. He's a good player now. The most improved player, right? DeJounte Murray. Even Murray. Murray's always been kind of good, but you know what I mean? And Murray was a first, you know, he's a pretty high pick. I just think it's ridiculous, but it's an extremely fun series. And we've got Memphis to win the series -1.5. So we need them to close it out in the next game, and then we win that bet. So I don't really have to win I don't really have to bet the game, because if they win the game, I win $500. So I guess technically I could hedge. But I've said it before and I said it again. Hedging is for gardeners, and I've never been a fan of the movie Edward Scissorhands. Auston Matthews becomes the third player in the last 25 years to reach 60 goals in a season. See, that's like super impressive. And like I said, I've never been a big fan of Auston Matthews. He's just sort of one of these, you know, swarmy or sort of young sort of tool baggish type of kids. That's what the Leafs are. Like, you know, if you look at the Raptors are a very likable team. The Toronto Blue Jays are a likable team. The Toronto Maple Leafs are not a likable team, right? Like, Auston Matthews is a great goal scorer, yet for a kid that's never won anything before, like, the cockiness level is over the top. And I get it. Like, that, you know what I mean? Like, you're a bunch of multimillionaires, and you know what I mean? You guys have everything you want. You're treated like rock stars in Toronto, yet you haven't won a playoff series since 2004. Now, is that Auston Matthews' fault? No, right? But you've been there a little while now, bro, so you better damn win, or otherwise I don't care how many goals you score. But for the record, Auston Matthews, your first U.S.-born player to reach 60 goals in the last 25 years. It's hard to believe, man. Like I said, it's not easy. In today's NHL, it's not easy to score this many goals. And I'm pretty old school. You know, when it comes to a lot of stuff. Yet, one thing I will tell you, and I know, listen, man, I played hockey. My grandfather played hockey. My uncle played hockey. My cousin played hockey. I grew up, you know, I literally used to skate to school in like 1974. As a four-year-old, I used to skate down the sidewalk and down this hill. Like, literally skate. And I remember the teacher used to get mad. Why are you wearing skates? Like, so I skated to school, basically. Right, so... But I'm telling you, one thing is now, like some, it's each sport is different. Each sport is different, right? But when it comes to hockey, the players today are better. They're better, they're faster, they're stronger, they're better. And like, it's not a comparison. And the thing is, the goaltenders are way better now than they used to be as well. They have... The goalies are better. They have bigger pads on now. Everybody is bigger. So, like, everybody, just imagine, like, everybody on the ice is bigger now. So what does that mean? It means there's less space, right? Like, anybody that watches an NHL game now, like, I find it somewhat annoying, actually, because I don't think that the NHL players are able to use their skill enough. Like, basically, you get the puck in the NHL, man, and it's like holding an 8-ball of cocaine in the middle of a prison yard. You know what I mean? Like, it's game on, right? Like, it's go time. Like, basically, like, anytime, like, it's basically like a game of war. Like, anytime, like, anybody touches the puck in the NHL, like, how long, like, what's the average length of time you have as an NHL player to touch the puck before somebody tries to murder you? Like, 0.3, you know what I mean? It's so fast. Everything is so tough. And everybody blocks shots now. Like I said, everybody's so big. So you got a bunch of big defensemen that are big. And they got big pads on. So it's very hard to get shots through. plus coaches are way smarter now than they used to be as well. I'm just calling out for what it is. It's true. And any, I mean, all you old school hockey people know it's true too. We can't say the same. We can't say the same. Like, I think that Michael Jordan would kill LeBron James if they played head to head. Like, in prime Jordan versus prime James, I think it's like, it's not even, you know what I mean? But different sports. You know what the one cool thing is, I think, is baseball. Baseball is the one sport that is baseball. Like, you can compare eras. It's like, well, Nolan Ryan threw the ball 100 miles an hour. This guy threw it, you know what I mean? The only difference is now...
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Whatever, you took steroids and stuff, but whatever. I would take old baseball players against new guys. I would take old basketball players against new guys. I would take, the new school. We'll hit this on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
If the Pelicans can hit some free throws here, we might be able to cover this 10.5. They're down by 8 with 4:07 remaining. They're in this thing. They got to hit some free throws. They keep missing free throws. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. We got Kurt Heelan. We're going to talk some NBA basketball. Our boy J-Rod's been wanting to call in for a couple of nights. We'll get to J-Rod. We'll get to Andrew McKinnis and Steve Merrill. I am Gabriel Morency. So listen, let me just say this as I was just discussing. You know, we're just talking about Austin Matthews, but it's sort of a crossover conversation. And because, you know, I see a lot of people, and I get it. It's a thing that, number one, people hate the Toronto Maple Leafs. Number two, Austin Matthews is kind of a dislikable dude, right? He's got his dumb little mustaches, and you know what I mean? He's really, like, he's very cocky, right? And, like, the Leafs are sort of like, you know, they're the Cowboys. They're not the Yankees because they've never won. The Canadians are like the Yankees. Like, the Leafs won in 67, right? The Leafs are like a team of past glory that never wins, but their fans are like, you know. And this kid's really cocky. So there's just sort of, there's a lot of that stuff. And Guy Lafleur just passed away, and Canadian fans are defensive. Oh, yeah, but it's not like, and everyone, oh, what about Mary Lemieux? What about Wayne Gretzky? And, like, people get, like, hockey fans are nut jobs. All sports fans are nut jobs. Each sport fan has a different sort of thing, and I've always told you this, guys, but, like, NHL fans are kind of crazy. Like, they're crazy. They're passionate as hell, but they're nut jobs. And they're all very big know-it-alls, right? Like, every hockey fan really thinks he knows everything about the NHL. So, but I will tell you point blank. Like, the fact is, so I was just saying, the worst NHL team now, like, who's the worst team in the league? The Seattle Kraken? The Arizona Coyotes, Arizona State Coyotes, like they would beat the old school champion teams. And if you think I'm crazy, Mike Bossy told me this himself. The great Mike Bossy. And I even said, like, no, Mike, no, right? Like, no, I didn't want to believe that. I had Mike Bossy on years ago. I used to speak to him a lot, and I had him on years ago. And I remember at the time, the Florida Panthers were the worst team in the league. And I was talking to him, same thing. We're talking about, I don't know, old school, whatever. It sort of came up. And he told me, he goes, Gabriel, let me tell you something. He goes, the worst team in the league, the Florida Panthers, would sweep us. I said, who? And he said, our Islander teams. He goes, they would sweep us. And he basically said, he goes, I would get murdered. He goes, I weighed 170 pounds. Right? And it's just, it's a size thing. It's, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So, like, in hockey, I'm not saying that none of the old guys could play in today's game. That's not what I'm saying. Right? I'm not saying that, oh, Wayne Gretzky wouldn't be good. Wayne Gretzky wouldn't be as dominant, I'll tell you that. Like, Wayne Gretzky's a whole other conversation. Wayne Gretzky weighed, what, 158 pounds soaking wet, right? And people didn't touch him and stuff. In today's day and age, they would murder him. Right? They'd be like, what do you mean we don't touch him? They'd be like, no. Like, there used to almost be like, it was like a mob thing, like with Gretzky. Well, he's kind of protected. Don't touch him. Right? He's the future of the league. Don't touch him. Like, hey, Guy Lafleur. Right? People didn't murder Guy Lafleur. People didn't murder Mike Bossy. In the old days, like, with the goal scorers, they were allowed to score goals. Right? Like, they were sort of allowed to shoot and stuff. And it was sort of known, like, listen, if you hit him, then they're just going to hit our score. So let's let the scorers do their thing. And if we want to fight, we'll fight with each other. Let's let the tough guys fight with each other. And that's the way the code was. Nowadays, in today's NHL, there's no code and there ain't no tough guy. Everybody's a tough guy. Everybody chirps. Everybody slashes each other. And everybody is 6'2", 210. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, before, it used to be a big deal. Like, oh, yeah, watch out. There's one guy on their team that's like 6'4". He's a big dude. Now it's like everybody is 6'1", 2 this, 2 that. Everyone's ripped. Everybody's in shape. I remember asking Bernie Federko and about the weight room at the Inglewood Forum. He said the weight room. He goes, I never knew. You know what I mean? Weight room. But let me. So we'll go to the phone lines in a second. But so hockey, new school hockey teams would murder old school hockey teams. All right, new school football teams would murder old school football teams. Right, the new school football players, like basically, dude, there's defensive linemen now. They're like 330 pounds that run the same speed that Jerry Rice did. Like, the speed and the size would be too much. Like, Joe Montana's, you know, to me, Joe Montana is a great big game quarterback. He'd be in a lot of trouble in today's day and age. Like, he'd be in a lot of trouble. Joe Montana, well, what? How much did he weigh? 160 pounds? Like, Joe Montana was a small guy, man. I don't know, he's probably like 180 in season type thing. Like, he wasn't a big man, right? You know, like, so like I'm saying, I'm not telling you that Bo Jackson wouldn't be good and that Tony Dorsett couldn't, like, you know, be good. But as a whole, the new school teams would wear out the old school NFL teams because of the size stuff, right? Used to be a big deal to be a 300-pound offensive lineman. Now it's not. Right? Like, all that type of stuff. But that's why I was saying my point. But the other two sports, I would take the old guys. I would, like, baseball, I would, you know what I mean? Baseball's baseball. You hit a baseball, like, yeah, whatever. You guys are a little roided up and you're bigger and stuff a little bit, but you don't know how to hit a ball. You strike out all the time. Like, I'll take Tony Gwynn, may rest in peace, against these new guys. Well, you don't think he can win? J.R. Richard, may he rest in peace. J.R. Richard can strike these guys out. Norval Ryan can strike these guys out. Earl Hershiser can strike these guys out. I'll go back. You don't think Reggie Jackson could hit this pitching, today's pitchers? Old baseball guys can win. I would take the old baseball guys. I'm a big Dodger fan. They give me the Dodgers of the 70s. They could beat today's Dodger team. They're smarter hitters. They're better, smarter baseball IQ guys. Right? And same thing with basketball. Basketball is basketball. You know, Will Chamberlain, you're 7 feet, you're 7 feet. I don't care what year it is. 775-800-4743. Our boy J-Rod steps up. And I always get confused, J-Rod. I believe, are you from Louisiana, but you live in Mississippi? Is that where, or do I have it backwards? Sir. What's up? What's up, J-Rod? How you doing?
In Louisiana.
Oh, Louisiana. See, I knew you were in Louisiana, but I thought maybe you're in Mississippi. What's up, J-Rod? See you on Twitter all the time. Good to hear from you again. How you doing, J-Rod?
I'm doing well. We're the smart state. Mississippi, you have to go into a darn casino to bet. We have mobile betting now.
How about that, though, that, like, Mississippi has sports betting, but California doesn't?
They were the first in the South. They were the dumbest game. They had a monopoly, right? And they couldn't – they never make the top 12 list of handle because they're Mississippi. It's unbelievable. But
well, as a match, the mattress dude probably keeps them in business alone, actually. But, hey, listen, yeah, Mississippi
– right.
Yeah. I was taking helicopters.
He hammered KU on the Caesars app, apparently. Just drove from Houston. It's amazing.
Yeah, but Mississippi's had the riverboat stuff before, right? So they've always had the gambling. But so what's the deal? So in Louisiana, I remember Mike Dettillier was on with us, and he was talking about this with us, in which it's parish by parish, right? So you in a good parish area, basically. You got to go like 6 blocks down the street to get a bet in for other people?
Yeah, so essentially there are 9 parishes, but they're pretty darn rural. They're mostly in the northern part of the state. You know, I'm in the southeast where, you know,
New
Orleans, we got over 1 million people. It's all legal where all the major population centers are. But, yeah, there's 9 parishes where it's not legal, so you would have to drive literally, like you said, maybe 10, 15 minutes, maybe a little longer, and then you can log in. We got 7 books, you know, and then fire.
It's so crazy, this, like, all this, the new stuff is great, and it'll work itself out, but it's funny, like, J-Rod, like, I have accounts at some books, but not in other states. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have a FanDuel account, like, you can't, you just figure, all right, cool, let me log into my account, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, no, your account only works in that state, and then you can't just sign up, you know, you can't just roll into a state and sign up because you're not a resident, right? And then it turns into this thing. That's one cool thing about Nevada, right? And I always wondered about it, because I used to never really thought about it. Because when I was in Vegas, they never asked where you live, right? They never asked for, like, state ID or, like, tax anything.
Right.
Because there's no state tax. They don't care, bro. There's no state tax. Right. So that you just, like, so basically you could be from, like, you know what I mean, New Zealand, Canada, you know, Guatemala, wherever, roll into a sports book and get the app and start betting on the app if you want. In Nevada, because they don't care about the tax. These other states, they want the tax, so you got to be a resident, you got to sign up, and it's, it is what it is. It'd be nice if it was just national. It'd be cool if it was just national.
100%. Yeah, get rid of the Wire Act, and it'll be over. I'll get to my point. I think the best bet this entire summer in all of sports, because of the return you're going to get, is the number one ranked female tennis player, Iga Świątek, Swiatek. She's a 20-year-old from Poland. I'm equating her to an early Tiger Woods. She has won the last 4 tournaments. She's entered 3 of them were on hard court. Gabe, she has never won a hard court tournament before. Her main surface is clay. She's from Poland. She won the 2020, the COVID French Open. We're rolling back to Roland Garros in a little over a month. Plus 210, I see at FanDuel, Caesars, and there's another one I forget, but I see plus 200 at MGM, so you can get 2-1 on your money. I've already got 1,200 on her at plus 210 at FanDuel. I blocked it, they took it, and I'm going to spread it out across all these books. I think this is easily the best bet of the summer. 2-1, number one ranked women's tennis player. She is absolutely dominating right now.
Hey, I like your confidence, J-Rod. Don't be a stranger. Matias, you're a big tennis bettor. You like to play? Are you down with it? Plus 210.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Sounds like money to me, man.
The late night anger management class. Wee.
Yes, sir.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Night anger management class. This is Sports Rage, Sirius XM channel 159, a mightier 1090 up and down the coast. ESPN Radio, the 50,000 watt, the juggernaut. More than a healing, more than a healing. Basketball talk, NBC Sports. I've been spending some time over at NBC Sports with the Pro Football Talk, and Kurt Heelan's a great follow, lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com. Kurt, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. How you doing, Kurt?
I'm doing good. Yeah, a little overshadowed by the draft a little this week, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of stuff going on across the board. And let me just ask you about the Brooklyn Nets situation, because I'm on the website and I see, and I was talking about this last night, actually, when people were calling, like Kendrick Perkins called the Lakers one of the biggest disappointments in NBA history. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know. Like, I didn't really think they were, and I don't know if anyone really ever thought they were that good to begin with. And same thing, champion I see here, championship favorite, swept in the first round. Nets an historic disappointment, but I also enjoyed Mark Spears' column. Nets season was doomed from the beginning. Which side of the argument are you on when it comes to these super teams like the Lakers and the Nets? Are they disappointments, or was it doomed from the beginning?
I think the seeds of their doom were already sowed before the season started, but that doesn't make them any less disappointments. But the Nets in particular, to me, I mean, the Lakers, it's LeBron James, so we kept looking at all their flaws and thinking, yeah, but it's LeBron. We've seen him pull, like, horrible teams, you know, and teams that had no business being in the finals all the way through. The Nets, though, were the betting favorite, and on paper looked like, hey, with James Harden and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and Patty Mills, and like you just thought that this thing would come together, and they have been a disappointment. The chemistry was a mess like I said, the seeds of the problem go back to training camp and before. James Harden didn't show up in shape, then resented the fact that Kyrie wasn't there, and Kyrie obviously was just, the whole thing was a mess. And they didn't have any depth, and that's the issue they're going to really run into going into next year. Like, they were, everybody sleeps on how much, like, losing Joe Harris hurt that team. Like, they really missed a shooting.
Devastating.
Yeah. There's not a lot of space for them to go get guys like that. They get Joe Harris healthy. They get Ben Simmons in theory. But, like, upgrades to the roster, they're just going to need the guys they've got to actually show up and play. It's going to be way more of that than some brilliant offseason move they're going to make. They're going to have to make the roster they have largely just work.
How do you feel? And I don't like getting into the drama and the television aspect of things, but people are coming after, let's say, you know, Charles Barkley. When I say people, Charles Barkley and the TNT crew, I think Chuck more so, going after Kevin Durant, calling him a bus rider. And, you know, the other mainstream media types, they build the superstars up and then they tear them down. It's very, you know, British soccer tabloidish. But, Kevin, you know, you just talked about all the turmoil with this basketball team. Between Harden being there, unhappy, Harden leaving, them not really getting anything to replace him, Ben Simmons never playing, Kyrie Irving not being able to play. You know, KD had to carry everything on his shoulders, and KD's the one that got them into the damn play-in game in the first place. To me, he was just worn out. I personally don't, I'm not ready to crucify KD. I guess that's what I'm getting at, Kurt, but what do you think about it? Is this just sort of media stuff, all right, you know, we have to do it for headlines, or do you think they really believe this stuff, and what do you believe?
I think there's a lot of people who have been ready to take shots at Kevin Durant since he jumped to the Warriors, and he's not blameless. Nobody's blameless there. But I'm with you. Look, he had 39 points last night, and you're right. If you watch him both on the court and just in his press conferences, he just looked worn down by the end, didn't he? Just worn down by the drama, worn down by everything he had to carry on the court. Just, it had been such a long and grinding season for him that he just didn't look or sound like Kevin Durant. He just looked tired. I think he bounces. And remember, it's not just this season. I mean, there was a shorter offseason, and in the middle, he pretty much carried Team USA to an Olympic gold medal at points. Like, he was the best player on that team. So his break wasn't that long, and I think all of it just wore him down at the end. And so I'm with you. I think he's the least of their problems. Kevin Durant's going to show up next year and play hard and earn his contract. Can you say that about Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, and that's, you know, one thing about Kyrie, and I want to move on from Brooklyn, but one thing about Kyrie, and I heard him say after, well, you know, I want to be here, but I want to help run the team. And I'm thinking, that's how these guys get into the positions that they're in here right now. And I don't know how you feel about this, Kurt, but I feel there's a changing of the guard. I would prefer to have a collective team, a unit of players. You know, you look at a team like the Memphis Grizzlies. They have a, you know what I mean? John Morant's not there, all right, they can still win basketball games. They have a team. You know, they're not prima donnas. You know, the Toronto Raptors, who won a championship a couple of years ago. Very team-orientated. The Milwaukee Bucks, even though they have Giannis, very team-orientated. I don't buy in. If I'm a GM, I don't like this. Well, you know, let's get these mega superstars that want to call the shots and bring their buddies in. They don't want to play with young guys. And then, as you stated, we end up with a bunch of Goran Dragics and Andre Drummonds on the roster when it's all said and done, or Dwight Howards, etc.
The best organizations... And Miami did this with LeBron and stuff. Look, you consult your superstar, right? Like, hey, we're thinking of this. What do you think of this guy? Like, you can make some consultation, but you don't have the final say, or you end up with the Laker roster. Like, you know what we need is a third star rather than this collection of role players who are long and tall and defend and can shoot and won us a championship. We need to change that up. Like, it's,
I know.
So you've got to get away from. I'm with you. Like, obviously, look, Giannis gets consulted, but he's letting the basketball guys make the basketball decisions. And I think even with the younger teams, and Brooklyn just got bounced by Boston. How patient was Boston?
They're a team.
Brown and Tatum, yeah, exactly. Brown and Tatum, and every, you know, they were like, Marcus Smart's going to be the point guard on this team. I was in the, I don't know. They were patient. They waited this out, and it's worked out. And they might be the favorites out of the East right now with Chris Middleton. Like, that might be the team to beat.
So what do you think about the Toronto and Philadelphia series? We're in conversation with NBC Sports' Kurt Heelan right now. Only three teams have gotten this thing to a game seven when being down 0-3. You know, what a difference Scotty Barnes makes. I think, and it's, I get it, Fred VanVleet is an impact player and he's an all-star player, but because of the defensive versatility and the offensive presence, the vision, just basically the high basketball IQ that he has, I think the Raptors need Barnes more, as crazy as it sounds, than VanVleet. He changes so much on the floor when Barnes is out there. You talked about Kevin Durant looking defeated. If you had the sound down, Kurt, last night when you watched Joel Embiid's press conference, you would have thought they just lost the series.
Yeah.
Like, you know, can they pick this up? Doc Rivers starting to sweat a little bit here, right? And he's been down this road before. Momentum, it's debatable in the playoffs. Like Nick Nurse said, they said, as the series turned, he goes, well, clearly, he goes, yeah, kind of, as you see, but he goes, it still doesn't mean anything when we tip off on Thursday night. How do you feel about this series? And are the Raptors back in this thing for real? You think it's going seven games?
Well, first off, I'm not worried about the Sixers because James Harden is just going to step up and save them. He's been so good.
the same people in the media that said, oh, this is amazing. How are you going to beat these guys? They're going to be ones to rip them now. But I appreciate your sarcasm there. I got it.
The injury to Joel Embiid, while he's playing through it and frankly playing pretty well through it, took him from being unstoppable. And I think you're right about Scottie Barnes. What makes Toronto difficult to play against, and once they kind of got their rotations and knocked down some shots and started playing more their style, they just roll out a whole team of guys who are 6'5 to 6'9 and switch everything and are crazy long and athletic. And it's just different. It's harder to play against. And Joel Embiid was able to punish that for a couple games. But now that he can't punish it, this is where they look. Tyrese Maxey's been great, but they've got guys, you know, again, you're dealing with long athletic guys who can kind of hang with him. And Maxey had great games when VanVleet was out there because VanVleet was kind of slowed by that leg. Now, he's not getting the same space. They need Harden to step up, and I don't think he can. I think this thing goes seven. I think Philly probably still wins it in seven, but I picked Toronto to win the series before this started, and I think that they have started to find their groove now. I guess I shouldn't back off my Raptors pick, but winning two more will be challenging, but you can see it start to get in their heads, and if it gets to a game seven, with Doc Rivers' history and Philadelphia's history and everything else,
and that crowd, history, and
that crowd the crowd that will turn on them in a heartbeat, it's going to be a wild, wild night. But I'll tell you this, Thursday night, I kind of like Toronto. Just, you know, that home crowd's going to be fired up for that one.
Oh, it's going to be, you know, I'll tell you what, I actually, I flew 3,000 miles to go to game four in Toronto, and it was kind of somber before the game started, right? Yeah. People were still in shock from what happened after game three, and then after, as the game started to go, the crowd started to get into it a little bit more, then it was like, hey, all right, just, hey, one game at a time, right? One game at a time. You're right. The place is going to be rocking on Thursday, and then if it does get there to a game seven, that first quarter is so key, because as you say, and I've always thought it hurts them. I know people on the East Coast, Kirk, they pride themselves on this stuff, and I see it in New York, this is New York, and it's somehow they think it's our right to boo you and turn on the player, which is fine. Like, you want to do that. Like, to me, I've always said, wait to the end of the season. Boo them when the series is over, right? But, yeah. And Joel Embiid has talked about it before. I remember specifically in 2019 when they played the Toronto Raptors. He goes, you know, it's kind of hard when you miss a shot and you get booed. And he goes, we go to Toronto and the crowd is supporting the whole time. He goes, you know, he's kind of sending a message. And I think people are going, suck it up, you're soft. But you saw, bro. Dude, they're only down by 7, 9, 8 points, 9 points. The crowd's booing and walking out of the arena.
I don't think, by the way, I'm glad you, it's great, I love that you went up there and saw it. I don't think people south of the border in the United States realize how large and how passionate that Raptors fan base is.
Oh, they're hardcore.
They they are very into it. It is a huge thing, and much like Blue Jays baseball, like, it's a national thing. Like, this is our team. People in Vancouver who used to have a team, like, people in Vancouver are into the Raptors doing well. It is a national team, and their fan base in that city is nuts, just absolutely nuts. It is larger and stronger than I think most people realize.
Well, I think if you ask the average person where the first ever NBA game was played, they wouldn't say Toronto versus New York, right? And
I have a Toronto Huskies shirt, man.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that's why you're the editor of NBC Sports basketball coverage. We can't slip anything past you. And actually, Kurt, I'm glad you bring it up, but on the way out, you brought that up. People don't realize that. They're actually the most viewed team in the NBA, actually, like, as far as the fan base is concerned, because we are talking, they are national, so they are getting into the 5 million, 6 million, 7 million viewers, etc. Even the Lakers aren't getting 7 million local viewers, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's impossible, right? Like, you add it up. Yeah, it's national, but there's 40, like, they're a team that has 40 million fans, essentially, in a country of 40 million plus.
Yeah, and they don't end up on American TV that much unless they're really good. Like, we might see them a little more next year because of the ratings thing. Because the NBA can't really count the Canadian or the American.
They lose half the market. They lose half of the ratings market. Exactly.
TNT and ESPN can't count those Canadian numbers towards their figures, so it hurts them. So you just don't see a lot of Toronto Raptors basketball on national TV, and you don't realize, unless you're a basketball junkie watching the League Pass, just how good and how fun this team has become over the course of the year.
Yeah, you know, in 2019, the numbers were a little down on NBC when it was the Warriors and Raptors. Internationally shattered all numbers, right, when you flew in everything. So it goes, hey, now there's a little bit, but yeah, trust me, Raptor fans are all aware of this. We all think we're getting screwed with the calls all the time. They don't want us on TV, Kurt. Right, that's the big, and I don't think, hey, there's something to it, but Kurt, it's always a pleasure, my man. Love talking hoops with you. Let's do it again sooner rather later. I know you're busy. Thanks for the time, my man.
Anytime, buddy. Take care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ball with Kurt Elin. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am RNC. A lot of stuff to get to still. I want to go through the NFL draft, get you caught up to date with some of the new numbers as things start to settle in. I did a video late last night, and the lighting in the video looks like it was done late. It's one of those deals. I can't lie. I did the video like basically during one of our breaks. Right, like these Twitter videos, you can only go like 2 minutes anyways. So I was like, you know what? I can do this. I could pull this off. So I sort of just swung the light around, and I had another computer. I banged off this video, and I was like, you know what? I think I could do this in one take. And bam, I did it. I actually did it. And I looked at it. I'm like, man, it's pretty good, actually. And then I saw it on Twitter today. I was like, oh, man, it looks like I'm kind of like I got like a spotlight. And a light. It's like a light show going on. But the pics were good. And Charles Cross, I said, you know, I said, listen, Charles Cross, offensive tackle out of Mississippi State, 6'5", 310 pounder, too good to fall all the way to 8. And if you look at the 5, 6, and 7 range of the draft, and 5 is the Giants, 6 is the Panthers, 7 is the Giants. And I don't think Charles Cross gets through that. I don't think he gets through that gauntlet. I think the Giants are probably going to pull the trigger at 5, although they could if they think. Listen, it's 6.5 now. I still think he's going to go under, actually, because I think the Giants are going to think, you know what? If we don't take him at 5 here, the Panthers are going to take him at 6, and then we're going to miss out. The Giants could come out of this with some good football players. You're picking 5 and 7. A lot of NFL stuff to unpack and more. Andrew McKenna, Steve Merrill. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi Brandt.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.